They're out again. Maury and Tim escape from the radio. And now, those two guys, Maury Eskenazi and Tim Hunter.
And they're back.
Hey.
How's it going, Maury, the movie guy?
It's good, Tim.
Good.
Tim?
Are you becoming Maury the March Madness guy? Are you into that?
You know what? I used to be really into March Madness, where I would take Thursday and Friday off. As I get older, I just haven't really watched it, but I caught a little bit of a game the other day, and yeah, I'll fill out a bracket.
And really, all you need to do is catch the last 2 minutes of any game. That's all that matters, and there's 20 minutes right there. So.
Yeah, I know. No, it's fun. I mean, I've never had, you know, Gonzaga, just because they're from Washington, but never really had a team. You know, the Huskies really. It's been a while since they've had basketball competitive. You know, how about growing up? I mean, you grew up in UCLA days, right?
I was just I was in the shadow of John Wooden, and actually got to play a pickup game once at Pauley Pavilion, and it just felt special. But
I know
that was in the days, you know, Lew Alcindor or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, whatever you want to call him, and dynasties when they always won. And the other thing is, you know, so there was the big deal about Caitlin Clark and scoring most points than any college player. And she has, and not to take away any from that, but you compare that to what Pete Maravich had to deal with, and everyone that's alive today that goes, well, you shouldn't compare the two, and you shouldn't. Maravich played with what they call no shot clock. So the UCLA stall was a real thing. UCLA would get a lead and stall the entire second half of the game.
Yeah, you know, that's so funny you say that. I kind of forgot about that. North Carolina used to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be games like 12 to 8.
But I mean, you know, that's the thing.
I'm not even lying.
No, that's one of the variables that, you know, that was a strategy that people did, and it was the UCLA stall. You know, now they have a shot clock, and you have to shoot. Caitlin is phenomenal. I mean, I could watch her play all day, and I plan to follow her. She's going to make me want to really follow the NCAA women's tournament this year.
Right.
I just think it's rare that a player of that caliber comes through, so we should definitely honor her and take this all in, because it's going to be a long while till someone like that comes along again.
Right. You know what? I saw Pete Maravich play in person a couple of times.
Whoa. In the NBA or in college?
Yeah, in the NBA.
Wow.
The NBA. My dad, when we moved here, his company had Sonic season tickets. And I saw him a couple times, and he was just so cool. I mean, with the hair and the baggy socks that he wore. That was really cool.
Not to date myself, but he was the idol back when I was a senior in high school.
Right.
And all, you know, the guards that played, I was a forward, but the guards that played all had the baggy socks and the bowl haircut and, you know, tried to emulate him. So.
His dad was a coach.
Yeah.
Press Maravich.
Oh, wow. Good memory.
Yeah. It's our tribute to Pete Maravich. Give us a call right now.
So what else has been going on in your life? More transition?
Yeah. It's we're getting closer to, you know, I've moved into my girl's house, and now we're slowly, not slowly, we're cleaning out my house, and my couch is gone. I sold it to a client of mine, and giving away other stuff. I just want this all to be done. You know what I mean?
Did you? So, are you real estating with Heidi May? Or
I am. Yes, Heidi.
Oh, that's
May
awesome.
Estate. Yeah, Heidi.
I wondered about that. See, the thing is, I don't know about you, but I know about 43 realtors, and the thing is, you pick one to do your deal, you've pissed off 42.
I know.
People.
You know, my brother-in-law has been in real estate for a long time.
Oh, wow.
And he's like number one on the list. And I literally called him and I said, hey, I'm selling my house and my friend Heidi May is going to handle it. Is that okay? He goes, absolutely. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, that's good. Do you have a target when you're hoping to put it on the market, or?
You know, it's so funny because somebody asked me that about a month ago, and I said, yeah, we're thinking about March. And they said, you know, March is next week. Oh, April then.
I'm just wondering what the strategies are. Do you wait? Do you wait for interest rates to come down, or do you go ahead because if they come down, prices will go up?
Yeah, I don't even know. I just, yeah. Heidi May tells me what to do.
Good.
I have an appointment.
So sweet.
I have it all set up to have my roof cleaned. So that's going to happen. And my kids are going to be coming over today to, I shouldn't even say kids. My adults are coming over today. And we're going to continue the purge.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. How many years of stuff?
35.
Jeez.
But
I can't imagine.
I also have my like my parents' pictures and things, and you know, my sister was over, and I have a giant dumpster, and there's my mom and dad's wedding picture.
Oh,
and I go,
wow.
Leah? She goes, get rid of it. I go, are you sure? She goes, yeah, we have copies of that. And I said, okay, if they come and visit me in the middle of the night and are pissed, I'm going to call you up. So
I've recently, and I think I've already told you this, and this is probably a repeat, so if you're listening right now, fast forward. But I recently, we cleaned out my in-laws' house, and there were boxes and boxes of photos and slides up in the attic that they just had forgotten about. So I've taken them, and a box at a time, had them digitized. So they'll always have them. So no matter what happens to the physical pictures, they can always print out more if they care. But it's probably a whole lot of work for nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
So that means that their kids or grandkids will someday delete those folders that were all digitized.
Someday.
Yeah. Yeah. God. I wish I could. I have a million games, you know, like Stratego, that kind of stuff. Like millions of those. More baseball cards.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Which game did you play the most when you were a kid?
Well, you know, when I got, you know, we played all kinds of games when I was a kid, but you know, I was a big, baseball guy, and my cousin got me this game called APBA Baseball.
Okay.
And it was dice baseball, and there was like four boards.
Oh,
and
wow.
You'd roll the dice, and they'd have cards for every team. So the edition that my cousin had that he played with me all the time was the 1961 season where the Yankees were like really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So he would always be the Yankees, and he'd kick the crap out of me, any team that I used. But we'd go on trips, and I'd just sit in the back seat, and I would play that game for hours and keep stats. Yeah, it was cool.
We had different phases we went through for a while. So there'd be my dad actually made like he got, you know, he had a little shop out there in the garage, and he got a board, and he made like, I don't know, like a Parcheesi thing, but with marbles, and you would, you know, move the thing along. So it's kind of like Sorry, things like that, where you knock people out. And but we also had a mousetrap phase, and I remember we got that one Christmas played the crap out of that.
Yeah. I had a friend that had that. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. After a while, I mean, you know, it was a very rickety game and a whole lot of work to go through. And
then you would lose a piece.
Yeah,
The aisle would break loose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then they invented something called Pong.
Yeah.
And that changed my life forever.
Did you play Pong a lot when it came out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I played all of that, and then graduated to different types of games and gaming systems.
When the initial Nintendo came out, I did do that, but that was about as far as I got. I never played back, but you actually still do play video games to a degree.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do play video games. As a matter of fact, I'm excited because next week the MLB The Show 24 comes out.
What does that mean for us non-gamers?
MLB The Show 24, that's a video game of baseball, like Major League Baseball. And it has all the players, current players, and they look like the current players.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's awesome. It's really fun.
So how much time will you spend on that?
I'm a 66-year-old man. What's that, sir?
How much time will you spend playing that?
God, you know, back... You know,
there was a time. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a time where I would be playing a game, And then all of a sudden I'd look and I'd go, shit, is it 2 a.m.? So that's happened a lot. But again, I wasn't the morning show guy. I didn't have to get up at the crack of dawn. You know what I mean? So I think now in my life, I'll play it, but I'm not going to play like nonstop like I used to.
Does your lady friend play or enjoy
it? No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, good. Enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't play. But I also play the shoot 'em games too.
Do you really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Where you have to take over, you have to help the rebels take over the country from a bad dictator.
You know, people are so mixed on that. They're either like you, and that's, oh, you play a shoot 'em game, and I shoot a bunch of people and call it good. But to me, I don't know, if you have a developing mind that gets into the habit of shooting things.
Sorry.
Like, apparently the dogs are pro video games.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, if you get desensitized to shooting people, can't that carry over into real life?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it could be. Personally, it doesn't affect me, but
no.
You know, there's all kinds of people out there. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, to a normal person, that doesn't go. Yeah. I mean, people can have thoughts, but they separate thoughts from actions. But some people can't.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, what can you do, right?
I don't know.
It's not the guns that kill people. It's the video games.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Shoot them all like God sort them out. That's, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
So it's relaxing. It relaxes me to come home after a hard day and turn a game on.
And shoot people.
Yeah, and shoot bad guys. In the head, no less.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah, I never got into that. Just,
no. What did you get into? Chicks?
Well, okay, now, and having said that, and not trying to sound so pious, there is a guilty little pleasure that I had downloaded years ago, played it for a while, then I got rid of it, and then I thought I should search and see if it's still available out there, and it is, and I downloaded it. I'm trying to think of what exactly it's called, but this is going to, maybe I'll lose people on this one. But they have a game where you get to be Oswald as Kennedy goes down.
No way.
You know, basically, you think about this whole thing. And again, we talked about the whole Kennedy assassination and you know, we're both interested in it, want to know more and blah, blah, blah. This puts you in the shooter's thing with the limitations of being able to shoot as fast as he could have. And all that, and then you got to be accurate. And it really, I mean, as sick as it is, it really illustrates how really impossible that whole scenario was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so funny you say that because, you know, I told you I'm listening to this podcast on the Kennedy assassination by Rob Reiner.
Yeah, I sent you that last, or
yeah,
I told
yeah.
you about it last week. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's so fantastic.
It's deep, and if
way.
You have any questions at all, they are all answered in this podcast.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And the episode I listened to yesterday was the one which you were just talking, where he, there's no way he could have gone up and shot and ran down the stairs, and they found him in the lunchroom, to talk to him, and he wasn't out of breath. He wasn't sweating. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
So, yeah,
there's
he was the fall guy.
Yeah. Patsy, as they call it in the assassination biz.
I'm so, you know, Tim, I'm so glad you told me. I sent you that last week because I couldn't remember who I was talking to that told me about it. It's so unbelievable. You know?
It really, I mean, it sounds like, well, how could they do that? And then nobody was doing anything about it. Well, bottom line is your government did it.
Yeah, totally.
And it's kind of sad to think that, you know, that kind of stuff could happen, but it did. And nobody
and it
wants
probably
to.
Still does.
JFK Reloaded is what it's called.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre because.
Oh, that's the game you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. Okay, I know. Don't think I'm not going to send this to you. Mr. Shoot 'em up.
Oh, yeah, I'm on to presidents now. You know what? You can watch that. I'm watching Abe Lincoln. What a show. That's what it's called.
Really?
Game.
Oh. Is that
no,
the
I'm
one
lying.
They... Oh. They have a new one out. They have a new one out that's a mini series.
A new podcast on Lincoln?
No, this is on YouTube or, I mean, Netflix or Prime or one of the two, but it does a deep dive into what happened at the assassination and the pursuit of Oswald. Yeah, they keep coming up with stuff. Okay, what are you watching on TV right now, or are you?
I think I told you about Ricky Stenicki.
Yes, you did.
Watch Ricky Stenicki. I'm all over the place. I've been watching YouTube videos. I watched an hour of Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
We watched the first like 40 minutes last night.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That woman is
me. I agree.
Again, another once in a lifetime thing where, you know, you're not going to have another artist like that pass through.
Yeah.
And history is going to look back and go, wow. Because she controls her destiny. She was screwed over by her manager and fought back from that. And she is just on top of the world.
Yeah, and it looks so amazing, doesn't it? It looks very cool.
What production quality. And, again, most of the songs I've heard so far, I don't know. And obviously the dogs are Taylor Swift fans.
Hey, you guys.
You have Swifties for dogs.
Yeah, they're little Swifties. They're Swifties. Yeah, it was amazing. It's very cool.
Wow.
So, yeah.
A couple of miniseries that I saw, one on Netflix called Treason.
Yeah.
Really? I think that one is only like 4 or 5 episodes, so you can blast through that in no time. And then there's another one that I'm trying to find that I just finished last night, and it was real. Fool Me Once. It has so many twists and turns. And I don't want to say anything more than that. That's an 8-episode series. But if you want to check that out, if you ever go bored, you say, I wonder what we should watch. Both of those will really come through for you.
Cool. I've been watching the show on Netflix, Full Swing. And it's a PGA tour. And they take you behind the scenes of golfers. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm kind of into the PGA golf tour. I'm in a fantasy golf league where you have to pick a golfer to win every single week.
Oh wow.
I know, it's crazy.
That is so all over the board. You don't know who's going to be hot and who has good day and a couple of bad days.
But that's okay, cuz my partner is Stitch Mitchell.
Oh, well, there you go. He knows golf. Boy, that man. Although he has green hair.
Yeah, I know.
He does pink for the Race for the Cure or the And then he does green for St. Patrick's Day.
And blue for men's health.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's it about Stitch and coloring his hair?
I have no idea. No clue. I
have to get him in to see a doctor. God. So, yeah, my days are spent whenever I have a spare moment for the next couple of weeks, I'm working on my National Gullible Day broadcast. Which is on April Fool's Day. And if you want to watch the past years, all, I think, 8 of them are on nationalgullibleday.org. And you've done some bits for me in this, too. So I try to have a little something different every year, and this year's is really coming together, so I'm so excited. But I like to get ahead of it and produce it rather than, you know, the night before April Fool's Day stressing out and having it all over. I actually get it done and just review the heck out of it and then say, okay, that's good. And then I schedule it. I schedule it for a broadcast. And it actually broadcasts at midnight on April 1st.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And when is April 1st this year?
I think it's a Monday.
Yes,
because Easter is on the 31st, and the following day is April Fool's Day.
Huh. Cool.
Go figure.
What did you do any hokey radio bits on April Fool's Day?
In fact, I actually suggested one to Brian Mengel, the new host.
Yeah.
I texted him an idea last night. Let me see if I can find what I said. And I actually have another idea I'll share with you, too. But first, I'm going to share this one. I know. It was about throughout the morning getting reports from you, from Tom, from different people around staff, reporting live from the brand new Everett Zoo. And so it'd be like you there with the elephants, and oh my God, the elephants are charging, and oh my, and you know, do some fun stuff like that. I don't know if he'll run with it, or it may be too much to do, but there was that idea. Here's the great idea I had the other day, and I'm putting this out there so that if it's stolen, then I have at least one witness.
Okay.
So, Glassy Babies, familiar with them?
Glassy Babies, no.
Okay.
Well, are they candles?
They are candle holders.
Okay, then yes, I'm familiar with them.
The thing is, there's quite a cult about them. They started years ago by a woman fighting cancer, and she started out by, with everyone sold, money went to a cancer society, and then she's kind of expanded where it goes to all kinds of different charities, and there's just hundreds of different types to collect, and each one is different than the others. So if it's called the hodgepodge, this hodgepodge will look different than this hodgepodge. Well, my wife and a bunch of her friends all collect them. I swear, I think we have one friend that probably has 150 of them. And
wow.
they run between 70 and 100 bucks.
Wow.
But anyway,
that's almost like $1 million.
It's a lot of glass.
Yeah.
And they're all made locally. They're all done uniquely. And it supports the artists. And it supports the good causes. But what happened was... we have a friend that's coming up on a landmark birthday. She wanted to buy her a Glassy Baby, but then she's angsting over which one. And then this idea dawned on me. What they should do, you know, Taylor Swift had eras. Glassy Baby could have decades. And what they do is they create a 1950 candle. Or a Glassy Baby, and then a 1951, and you release them a decade at a time. So it comes out. So if you have a friend that was born in 1950 and they have a birthday coming up, decision made. You just buy that and you call it good. And you do that and you go through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then you start over again. Because I get the feeling it's mostly older women who are collecting these, not so much younger ones. And then on the second round, you do 1950s second edition. And you can do this. And so you give people an out for choosing the right gift, because even if that friend is born in 1950 and I get her a 1950 Glassy Baby, another friend can get her a 1950 Glassy Baby, and it will look different.
All right.
That's a brilliant idea.
I like it. I'm not into candles, so I'm out.
Okay.
Thanks, fine. Sharks.
I know. I was just going to say, I feel like I was on Sharks and kicked to the curb.
I was going to say to you, you have too much time on your hands right now, don't you?
I get these ideas, and I just think, well, I don't want to just have this go away. So I write them down. I send them to somebody who might do something about it. I sent this to Glassy Baby. Some woman named Lexi wrote back and said, oh, great idea. I'll submit it.
Oh, okay.
Haven't heard back. She'll probably retire rich up in the San Juans. And
yeah, I know.
I'll be sitting around with a bunch of 1955 babies.
She's in a Glassy Baby meeting. And they're passing a joint around. Some jerk. Yeah. Check this out.
Some buffoon.
He wouldn't shut up about Glassy Baby over and over and over again.
This is hilarious. I have a business partner down in Arizona, and we were talking yesterday, and we started going down craft stores. I was commenting that the Hobby Lobby near me is going to close. In fact, as we record it, today is its last day. They're not making a big deal out of it or having a going on a business sale because they have other Hobby Lobbies in the area, and they'll just take it there. So I went over there just to see if they were doing any kind of a sale or whatever, and there wasn't. So I talked to the woman on the way out, and I suppose you're tired of being asked this, but you guys are really closing. She said, yes. The shoplifting has just gotten to be too bad.
Oh.
That and the high rent, it's just not worth it to them to be in Seattle. And how sad is that?
Yep. Yeah. That's happening all over the place these days, the shoplifting.
Yeah. Well, it's just
crazy.
Yeah. In fact, we have a shoe client down in the South End, and they have people that just walk into the store, grab boxes of shoes, and run out.
Yeah.
And they have them on video, but of all the crimes being committed.
Right.
You know, step over the bodies to handle this stolen shoe thing.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy.
God. What a nutso world. It's got to be fixed.
Totally nutso worlds. And that's why I'm Tim Hunter and I'm running for Senate.
No.
And I approve this message.
You know what? There are lots of things I'd like to do in my life or wanted to do in my life. And I've gotten to the point now where didn't happen. I'm okay with that. You know, The part of me about wanting to do radio still, I could do it and I could do it to prove that I could do it. But I've already done that. And now It's just I just don't have the drive. And that's where the younger folks like you need to step in.
No, God. You know, first of all, you still have your dream to play center field for the Dodgers. That's still alive.
Well, there's there. Yeah.
I had, you know, when I started in this business 21 years ago, I wanted to be on the radio. I had to be the radio guy. And I had the opportunity to go on and do radio. And I had a live show. I had two live shows.
Yeah.
And it was awesome and it was fun. Now I'm at the point where, you know what? I'm good.
Rather have the time off.
Yeah. I'm happy now. Yeah.
Rather talk to a client or make a sale or
I do trivia once a week. Yeah. That works for me, so it's all good. Here's something. I don't know if I want this to be on the air.
Oh, great. That's always the best stuff. We should have led with this.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, this is kind of funny. So Stitch was talking about like a year ago about this. Hey, we have people that say we should have a gospel hour, a gospel show, country gospel.
Sure.
So so we started talking about it and with Chuck and stuff, and I said, okay, I'm gonna sell this goddamn thing. And I reached out to a bunch of churches and stuff, and nothing happened. We tried, nothing happened. Stitch, nothing happened. And then I made a cold call and talked to this guy at he owns this company called Henderson's Hauling and Junk Removal.
Okay.
And it's also he also owns Arlington Pickers, which is like he gets all this junk and then he sells it at his store, and it's quaint, and you've seen it because you've come to the Arlington Street Fair, and it was like right across the street from us.
And the guy's mom standing behind him saying, "Don't pick that."
Yeah, exactly. Don't pick that. So anyways, I called him. I wanted to talk about his marketing. Went to see him. Very nice guy. And he says to me, because, you know, I've been sending Stitch Mitchell notes that you guys should have a country gospel hour.
Wow.
And I go, really? So I started talking. I came back, found out more about, we have this guy named Pastor Ed Brady who does these half-hour shows.
Mm-hmm.
Cost us nothing. So I told the guy, and he goes, I want to sponsor it. So he sponsored the gospel half hour.
Wow.
And it's run 2 weeks. And he said to me, he goes, God, I said, how is it? He goes, God, I wish it was an hour. And I go, well, and he goes, is there a way we could make it an hour? And I go, yeah, but this is how much it's going to be. And he goes, we'll find out. So reached out to Chuck, and then I reached out to Becky, and I sold the second half hour. I sold the gospel hour on Sundays.
Look at you.
Yeah. I just thought that was so awesome. And he's the nicest guy, and he really appreciates it. And, yeah.
Well, there's another satisfied radio customer.
I know. Yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah, it does happen.
You know, totally. I will tell you, here's an idea. You know, I'm just full of ideas. And the thing is, I'm full of ideas because then somebody else has to do it. I don't have
right.
to. But
yeah,
I
sit back and pet your glass baby.
I was actually going to send this to Chuck as an idea, but I'll give it to you. And if you think it's a good idea, pitch it to him and go for it. Right now, Cairo has started doing something where at the top of the hour, their legal ID has a quick plug for Carter Subaru in it.
Huh.
It's like maybe a 5-second ad, but every hour you hear about Carter Subaru before the top of the hour in the news.
Huh.
So I'm wondering if, you sell it, I don't know what you would charge or whatever, but, you know, to me, I would pursue the city of Everett and say, Everett, find out more about what's going on in your city at everett.gov. And yeah. then the legal ID comes on. It's just attached. It's a 5-second ad or an adlet, as they call it. And it generates income.
I'm going to send myself an email yeah. right now about yeah. that.
No, I mean, why not? I mean, it's a blur. It's 5 seconds. You don't have time to yeah. get upset and leave, you know, and yeah. you just make it a part of it. And again, you could do it as a Pride of Everett thing in the city, and you're listening to Everett's, you know, classic whatever it is. Yeah.
It's Everett's
greatest hits. Yeah. yeah.
Thanks a lot for remembering.
Yeah, I'm trying to forget. My therapist said I should let it go. In fact, all five of them did.
And you're sitting there with headphones and a microphone talking yep. to your therapist.
I know. Yeah. Pretending I'm on the air.
Yeah, totally.
Well, good. I feel we've done a lot.
We have done a lot.
We've got yeah. ideas. All you have to act on, not me.
Yeah. And I'm going to order you a glass, baby.
Perfect. Yeah. After you finish your brackets.
Yeah, after my brackets.
How many do you do?
You know, back in the day, I used to do a lot of them. Last year, I didn't do one.
Wow. I usually do the free ones. Like, I mean, there's sports radio in Seattle has something I'm going to try to get around to doing. CBS, because they carry the games, they do one. But I never usually make it past the first weekend.
ESPN, buddy. You have to do ESPN.
Does ESPN do it? Okay.
They invented it. They invented the
bracket. I'm sending myself a note.
I won, you know, when I worked at Nordstrom's, I won our bracket once.
Wow. What did you get?
$500.
What did it cost to join?
$20.
Wow.
Yeah. But normally the cosmetic girls would win, you know, they don't know anything. And again, if you're a cosmetic person listening right now, this was a long time ago. I apologize for that comment. So
please aim all angry correspondents yeah. to Maury the Movie Guy, KRKO.
He's the glass baby guy. What the hell right. do you care about? No. Yeah. So anyways, and I've already alerted the masses that I'm going to be watching a lot of basketball next weekend.
Good.
So, yeah.
I mean, what's great is that, you know, I have my little home office, whatever. And now you can stream your TV on your computer. So I'll work for a while. And you know what CBS used to do? They had a thing that you could click on. And if the boss were walking by heading your direction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And it would convert it quickly yeah. to look like a spreadsheet you were yeah, working
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was great.
Back in the day.
So, I mean, there was just so many. I was into it. I went to, you know, I worked downtown, and I would always get tickets to, like, if we had, like, regionals.
Oh, yeah.
And when the Final Four was there, I got to go to the Final Four.
Yep.
I sold shoes to Jerry Tarkanian's wife.
Whoa.
You know, the UNLV. What? I mean, and the place was just packed with Dick Vitale. And,
oh,
you know,
wow.
It was so cool. It was so cool being there in the hub of. And then on the side of Nordstrom downtown, they had a giant bracket.
Oh,
on the building. Yeah, it was so cool.
How times have changed.
I know.
Well, good luck on your brackets, and great getting caught up again with you. We're on a hot streak now. This is 3 weeks in a row.
Crazy. Look at us.
Wow.
All right, man. You take care.
I'll chat with you next week.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
You've just listened to Maury and Tim Escape from the Radio with Maury Eskenazi and Tim Hunter, a WackyWeek.com production. No insects were injured in the making of this program. Well, maybe one. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like us. If you didn't, please send it to someone that annoys you.